At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
Hello and welcome to episode 770 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Tuesday. We got a lot to get to today, guys, but most of all, I'm looking for a bounce back day after last night. I haven't gone 0-4 in my bets in quite a while, and unfortunately, that's what happened last night. Just a tough night where nothing went our way. Couldn't get Oklahoma State. Got absolutely rolled at Take Me Home Country Roads. The line went away from us late, and we were in trouble on that one. Rangers and the Pittsburgh Penguins. Two NHL faves, a couple system matches there. Pittsburgh blew a lead. Rangers got down and never came back, so tough night NHL. But the coup de grace, the worst one of the night for me, guys, was TCU because that was an epic sharp fade the trendy dog play. Really sharp line move. Again, low bets, higher dollars. Again, wrong team is favored. Well, you know what? I tip my cap to the public. Public got Kansas. It was the obvious play. The obvious play did cash. So, again, I know the odds makers, the books are not happy. Neither are contrarian bettors there with a sharp move to TCU not coming through. But if TCU had just lost, again, it would have been annoying and lose my bet and I'd be frustrated. But what really frustrated me about that one is that we nailed that cap on that game and we beat the closing line bigly. If you guys remember, when we were doing the pod yesterday, I think TCU was -1.5, -2. I noticed that right after, later in the afternoon, they got all the way up to -3. I even saw one shop close at 3.5. So just continued sharp action in favor of TCU. We read the game, we read the market, we beat the closing line. We did our part, just TCU didn't show up there. And again, losing by 5 to Kansas, even though I will say my Kansas plus 1,200 bet to cut down the Nets, that is a team that is going to be pretty formidable here down the stretch. But no way to sugarcoat it, guys. 0-4, the golden sombrero, -4 units. You hate those nights, but every now and again, it happens. And I think that's important, too. Like, you know, when things are going well and sports betting is fun, you're enjoying your games, you're cashing your bets, everything's good. You're happy. But every once in a while, it's almost like life humbles you. Sports betting humbles you. When you think you're making, you're doing everything right and you're ready for another big winning night, boom, you go 0-4. So it's not my first 0-4. It won't be my last 0-4. But hopefully we'll have a big bounce back day today here because there's quite a bit of college basketball tonight. I'll be honest with you guys. I did morning bets this morning and then I jumped in and filled in for Lombardi Line with my buddy Ben Wilson. And we're breaking down all the games and we're talking about different markets, you know, NBA futures. I actually have a bet here on Coach of the Year, so stay tuned. I'm going to try to supplement our daily betting card with some futures that we can, you know, have in our back pocket, hopefully cash at a later date. But I was looking at the board in terms of what can we sweat today, and I keep looking at college hoops saying, man, a lot of great college basketball games tonight, a lot of great system matches. We have a couple unranked home fave-ranked opponents. We got some good bet splits. And I'm like, okay, college hoops is where the action's at. Then I look toward the NHL and I'm like, okay, let's get back to the NHL. Rough night last night with both the Rangers and Pittsburgh not coming through for us. I'm like, okay, let's try to get back and claw our way back and get back a unit or two tonight. But I keep looking at the board, guys, And there are some huge numbers and really nothing popped out to me. I know there's 9 games and it's like, how do you not find a bet in 9 games, but don't want to force anything. So what I'm getting at here is I think the value tonight is college hoops. The value is not NHL. Now, I guess it's coincidental that, you know, rough night NHL last night, take a day off and put NHL in timeout right now. But I think what's important is you don't want to go into a day waking up saying, you know what, I'm going to bet all NHL today, or I'm going to bet all college hoops, or I'm going to bet all favorites. I'm going to bet all dogs. I'm going to bet all overs, unders. Like, never go into a day. And this used to be when I first started betting on sports. Like, if I had a good night in the NHL, I'd be like, hey, I cannot wait to get right back to the NHL the next night. But as you become a little bit more experienced in the sports betting game, you realize that don't ever let what you wake up and think about influence how you attack that day. Like, as a data-driven market bettor, I never want to like talk myself into a bad bet or talk myself out of a good bet, or kind of confirmation bias lead myself in a direction that maybe I'm forcing and really the market isn't kind of in unison with me. So whole point being, when you wake up, never say I'm going to do this, you're going to do that. Let the board talk to you, because again, I was ready to have, you know, some NBA or sorry, some college basketball, some NHL. And the more I look at the board as I'm hosting Lombardi Line, I'm like, guess what? No NHL for me. We got like Tampa Bay minus 550. Like, we have these huge numbers. We have some system, not many system matches in general here. So in the kind of vein of trying to not force it, trying to go where the market is telling us where the smart money is, and of course, trying to maximize our edge, no hockey for me today, but it is a huge college basketball night. I have six college basketball games that I am excited to share with you today. And then, as I mentioned, we'll finish up with a comment on Coach of the Year in the NBA, which I think there's quite a bit of value on. And if you want to feel a little bit better, again, 0-4, it happens. I really don't bat an eye. It stinks. I was at least hoping to get TCU late, but hey, what are you going to do? You can't change anything after the fact, so it's next bet mentality, I think, is what you always want to look at. But if you want to feel a little bit better, here's what you'll feel better about. And again, I'll save for the second half of the pod my Coach of the Year play, but Jokic, the Joker. This is going to make you feel a little bit better if you went 0-4 golden sombrero like me yesterday. Has anyone dialed up their Jokic MVP odds? Again, we've been banging the drum for Jokic MVP, I think, all year long. I went to the Encore in Boston, 3 weekends ago? And I bet a I'm looking at him right now. I put him up on my wall. I have a Bruins ticket at plus 450 to win the cup. I have a Celtics, I think, plus 360 to win the NBA championship. And then my third bet that I made that I took home, my bet split that I got to wait in cash, hopefully, is Jokic minus 120 to win the NBA MVP. And actually got some other bets on Jokic with some plus money. I got him like plus 130 at a different book. But anyway, I'm staring at this ticket every day in front of me, all 3 tickets. I'm hoping to get all 3, but Jokic minus 120. We were talking about how, you know, there's Jokic fatigue and, you know, will he win it 3 times in a row? Again, will the odds make, or will the players who vote, or the coaches who vote on it and media members, will they say, hey, we got to give it to someone new? No. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Guy's putting up ridiculous numbers. He's on the best team in the league. Player efficiency-wise, he is the number one rated player in the NBA. And then we were waiting on that straw poll. It's like deja vu in a good way. Sometimes they have bad deja vu. Sometimes they have good deja vu. Well, remember last year, we got the Jokic MVP, and we were looking at the, I think at that point, I want to say last year, him and Embiid were like neck and neck. But the angle there was, once the straw poll came out and you pull the media members, like, Jokic got all the first place votes. Well, it happened again, I want to say maybe late last week. But Jokic, once again, got all the votes. So here we are, the updated number, as we are holding, many of us here, hopefully you are too on the pod, a Jokic minus 120 MVP, maybe a Jokic plus 120, something around a pretty good, like, close to even money. For those of us holding a Jokic ticket, he is now the Joker, minus 250. I repeat, for those in the back, Joker, adjusted number, now minus 250. You love to see it, guys. Again, I think the whole point being is this is something you're happy about. If you had put in the bet and you're holding that Jokic Joker ticket for MVP, if you haven't bet it yet, I mean, I don't know what you do now. 250 isn't that bad a number, but from the standpoint of trying to get a good closing line value play, this is something that obviously we've talked at ad nauseum on the pod about, just a great number here. So again, laying the 250 now, I still think he's going to get it and it may be worthwhile, but the whole point being we're looking pretty good. I got to cheer you up. You're 0-4. I'll give you a great CLV here with a Joker. So let's see if we can cash our Joker MVP ticket. Again, great movement over the last few days in favor of Jokic. Anyway, with that being said, guys, told you there's no NHL for me today. NHL's in timeout. And the lines are too high tonight, so we're going college hoops, six college basketball games that I'll share with you in 1 second. But reminder, if you haven't done it yet, quick housekeeping, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. Just go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, then you'll wake up every single morning to great sports betting content and information and analysis and advice. We left today's newsletter with some VSiN news. We have three new shows that we are debuting. I'm really happy for my buddy Patrick Maher, who will now be our kind of afternoon show, 3 to 6 p.m. with Amal Shaw. VSiN Tonight will be a new show with Maddie Eumanns and Wes Reynolds. Then on the weekends, Dave Ross and Matt Brown will host The Handle. So it's pretty awesome that, you know, VSiN, we're always trying to, you know, kind of flip the lineup, keep it exciting and kind of, you know, change it, I guess, a little bit or tweak it based upon, you know, kind of the calendar and what's going on in sports. But my buddy Patrick Maher, he's always been, you know, the co-host. Now he gets to kind of be his own host and get more into his capping. And Patrick is one of the sharpest guys I know. So I'm really happy for my buddy Patrick Maher, who will now be the co-host of Sharp Money 3 to 6 starting next week on VSiN. But again, info on all these new podcasts as well, all the new shows. Your boy, nothing changes for your boy. So I'll still be doing my appearances, both podcasts, writing the newsletter, working with DraftKings in Boston. That's kind of my my angle here. But either way, more insight into the VSiN changes. You can read about them. You'll also get my Sharp Report every day for college basketball. Adam Burke's been doing a good job with college hoops as well. Links to all of our podcasts as well as promos for Legal Sportsbook. So sign up for free. Get the newsletter every day, VSiN.com/newsletter. Then if you're looking to take that next step in your sports betting journey, sign up for a VSiN All Access membership, only $9.99. We still got the promo going. March Madness is right around the corner. It's a great time to become a VSiN member. Get all the best bet picks sent to your email, live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the DraftKings percentages, all of the articles beyond the paywall, all included when you become a member for only $10 for your first full month of service. So give it a shot. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Then lastly, get on Twitter. Twitter is where the betting combo never ends. Twitter is where you stay plugged into a real-time market, constantly moving, changing, and evolving. And of course, you guessed it, we got to be the first to know about things that could affect our bet in terms of breaking news, breaking injuries, following local beat reporters, creating a gambling community, being able to communicate and direct message other bettors that you respect. That's all available to you when you become a Twitter user. So get on Twitter, follow at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights. And you can always DM me, of course, or shoot me an email, josh@vsin.com. So with that being said, your boy once again doing double duty, triple duty, I guess. Ernie Banks, let's play two or three after co-hosting Lombardi Line. Getting back at it for today, and I mentioned it, no hockey. Again, too many high numbers, not many system matches, and subtly NHL's on timeout after last night. So I'm going to try to maximize my edge in college basketball. So six bets for you guys. Looking to get four or more of these. Let's hope so. Fingers crossed. But first one on the board, let's go VaTech, baby. Give me Virginia Tech at home against Miami. I'm on Virginia Tech on the money line at minus 150. This is your most heavily bet game of the night. It also happens to be one of the sharpest plays of the night with a really good system match. So right off the bat, we have Miami, Florida, 22-5, number 13 in the country. VaTech, 16-11, unranked. So right off the bat, who is favored in this one? You catch that? VaTech is favored. Why is VaTech favored? Again, hashtag wrong team is favored. That's going to be what you're going to read on Twitter today. Now, the public did get their wrong team was favored, maybe. Again, they weren't, but that's some ammunition, obviously, for Kansas last night. But over the long haul, any one-off, anything can happen. But you consistently make this sharp play, to me, you're going to come up on top more often than not. So anyway, why is VaTech favored if they are unranked and have the worst record? Why is Miami getting points? Doesn't seem like an obvious play to just take Miami +2.5 here. However, despite almost 70% of bets going Miami, taking the points of the higher-ranked team, better team, based on one-loss record, we've actually seen this line move to VaTech. Virginia Tech opened as low as a -1.5, -2 favorite. We've actually seen VaTech get all the way up to 3 at some shops. You're pretty much -2.5 across the board here. But the important thing is, again, a fishy favored play here for VaTech, the worst team, worst record, and opening as a favorite and becoming more of a favorite. It's not like VaTech opened, you know, -1, -2, and now we're down to a pick 'em or flip into Miami favored. We're staying steady here with VaTech as the favorite, despite the fact that Miami is the big public play here tonight. So I like this reverse line movement in favor of VaTech. You're contrarian in a heavily bet game. You're only getting 32% of bets, but 50% of the money. So really good low bets, higher dollar bet split on Virginia Tech. Also, our number one system match here in college, guys, it's been great. Unranked home favorite versus a ranked opponent. 29-13 ATS this year, 69%. ACC home favorites are 60-15 straight up in conference play. That's an 80% win rate. And also is a bad ATS, good ATS, where Vatek is just 11-15-1 against the spread. Miami is 16-10-1 ATS. Again, when I first bet on sports, I'm like, okay, give me the team that covers a lot. I want to bet against the team that doesn't. Makes sense on the surface. But you got to remember, in terms of value, there's actually more value to buy low on the teams that don't cover and sell high on the teams that do. So it's a bad ATS, good ATS play in favor of the Hokies, who, by the way, are 12-3 at home this year. So kind of a desperate spot. You know, Virginia Tech's kind of a bubble team. But I would say a couple weekends ago, I was joking to Ben Wilson because I feel like I was in Home Depot trying to get updates on my phone for this one. But remember Virginia Tech? I want to say it was like a noon game on a couple Saturdays ago at home against Virginia, where Virginia Tech was unranked. Virginia was ranked. And it was a sharp play, Vatek. Hopefully we get more of the same here. So add it all up, guys. Most heavily bet game of the night. Contrarian, RLM, fade the trendy dog. Really good low bets, higher dollars bet split. Great system match. I am on Vatek on the money line. Let's go Hokies at minus 150. Next bet for me, I'm going to go with the other fishy line move here tonight, Michigan State. So Michigan State here, I'm going Sparty on the money line at minus 155. Now this, just from, we got to take a step back from just a betting angle, you know, just be honest and kind of, you know, pay tribute to a terrible tragedy that happened. Michigan State, I think they're playing their first game here at home after the terrible shooting in which a couple of students lost their lives, and just totally senseless, just awful, terrible thing that happened with the shooting on Michigan State campus. From a just human level standpoint, I know Sparty's going to be kind of a sentimental pick here tonight. Now, I think if you're betting sports, you don't ever want to bet based on sentimentality or bias or what you want, hope, or think or should happen. Like, oh, Michigan State playing for their community here tonight. Hopefully they win the game. No, you don't want to bet like that. You want to bet based on the data. But I will say, when the sentimental type, you know, human element lines up with the data, then that's a good thing, where I am going to be, you know, confident to bet on quote unquote the sentimental play tonight. So whole point being is that Michigan State is going to play for their community, and they're pretty damn sharp tonight against Indiana. So right off the bat, we have Michigan State at home. They open as low as -2. Michigan State got bet up to -3. Some shops even touched 3.5, where before you had a little buyback on Indiana at +3.5. So pretty much for -3 across the board, Sparty. But once again, if you like Vatek, you like Sparty. Indiana is 19-8, ranked number 17 in the country. Sparty is 16-10, unranked. So once again, why is Michigan State favored if they're unranked and Indiana has a better ranking and a better record? So again, hashtag wrong team is favored. Now, public here is pretty much split, or actually slight public here on Indiana. Michigan State is getting 45% of bets, but 75% of the money. That is a big, big, and again, this is what I look for. Less than half the tickets, more than half the money. Very simple way to look at the betting data and find some contrarian value as well as some sharp action. So only 45% bets, Sparty, but 75% of the money. So public's on Indiana, yet Sparty open as a favorite has become more of a favorite here. Also, you look at these Big Ten home favorites. They've been great straight up, 62-19, 77% in conference play. Michigan State is 10-2 at home. It's also a revenge angle where Michigan State lost 82-69 as a 4.5-point dog back on January 22nd at Indiana. So again, the sentimental play is win a big game for your community as you try to heal after a terrible shooting. I just can't get over it, man. When I was in college, it's like, you know, you're trying to have fun, you're trying to study, it's like the best time of your life, and to think that, you know, someone could go to college and not come home, it's just really, really terrible. It's really, it should never happen. It's totally, totally unacceptable and heartbreaking. But anyway, whole point being, I can sweat Michigan State tonight rooting for their community while also knowing that I'm on a really sharp contrarian fade the trendy dog play. So let's go Sparty for a multitude of reasons. You guys know me, it's a money line play. I'm not messing around laying a 3, winning by 1 or 2, or pushing a 3. So I am on Sparty at minus 155. Next bet for me, taking a shot on Baylor. Baylor is on the road at K-State. Seen pretty consistent movement here with Baylor. Baylor open on the road at K-State. About a -1 favorite, very, very short number here. And I was worried that Baylor might be a really popular play, but they're actually not. If you look at the latest bet splits here from DraftKings, Baylor is only getting 58% of bets, but 73% of the money. So slight public. It is technically public. Anything above 50% would be quote unquote public, but not very lopsided, and yet bigger money and consistent movement here toward Baylor. So Baylor, again, open -1. They've been bet up to -1.5. I think some shops even touched 2 before you had a little buyback on K-State at 2. But I kind of like this angle of a buy low, sell high, where, you know, K-State just won and covered against Iowa State, whereas Baylor had a four-game win streak and they just got rolled by Kansas, 87-71. They didn't even come close to covering as a five-point dog, although I think they might have been up big in that game and got rolled second half. But either way, Baylor's coming off a disappointing non-cover loss, whereas K-State is coming off a cover and a win. So it's kind of a buy low, sell high. And really, it's been the consistent movement toward Baylor. Opening minus one, again, ticking up as high as two. Right now, you're minus 1.5. We have seen these Big 12 road favorites do well. It's a smaller sample size, but they're 15-7 straight up, 68%. Also, two ranked teams facing off, take the favorite. Very simple, but 46-35 ATS, 57% this year. And again, another revenge angle. You actually had Baylor lose to K-State 97-95 as a 7-point favorite back on January 7th. So pretty consistent movement here toward Baylor. I think you're going to get a good, gonna get a good effort after a bad loss to Kansas, and really not much in the way of resistance here in favor of K-State. It did tick down a bit, but from open to current, still really trending toward Baylor, and they're not that lopsided. So I'm going Baylor on the money line, minus 135. Three down, three to go. Let's keep on cruising, guys. Next play for me. Let's go Aggies. I'm going Texas A&M at home tonight. Texas A&M is at home against Tennessee. A couple reasons to like Texas A&M in this spot. First off, line movement. This game opened around a pick'em, and this wasn't a play that I woke up and really caught my eye, but as I'm doing Lombardi line, I'm staring at my live odds page, looking at the camera on my other computer screen, and I just keep seeing A&M creep up. So something's up with A&M, and then Will Hill came on. He told me he liked A&M. So kind of checking off boxes here. I'm going Texas A&M in this spot. Number one, the line movement, as I mentioned, you open around a pick'em minus one, you're now up to minus 2.5 A&M. I see at least a couple shops juiced up, like it may even get to three. We have seen these short home conference favorites with a line move in their favor. They're 57% ATS this year. SEC home favorites are 48-16 straight up, 75%. You also look at Texas A&M, and I was kind of annoyed. I bet against them the other day. I was on Missouri, who let me down. But I've been impressed by A&M just in terms of their rebounding and their kind of ferociousness or ferocity. As an English major, I should know the better word to use there. Ferocity sounds better. But how they play defense, and then really it's their shooting and getting to the free throw line and making their free throws. Like, I think Buzz Williams has really got this team playing well. They've won a bunch of games in a row. Tennessee's lost three of four. This is a play where, again, around a pick'em or a minus one didn't really catch my eye, but I keep seeing Texas A&M get bet up. So this is a money line play for me on A&M minus 145. They're only getting 43% of bets, but 52% of the money, because Tennessee has the higher ranked team. Yet the line's going to the worst ranked team or lower. I always mess that up. If one team is like 11, the other's, I think, what's Texas A&M? 22, 25, something like that. Are you the lower ranked team or the worst ranked team or the higher ranked team? It's kind of weird. You're higher based on the number, but you're lower based on like your probability, I guess you should say. So I never get that one right. But anyway, I'm going A&M in this spot. Looks like a fade the trendy dog play to me. Again, slight majority Tennessee line going to A&M. Give me this SEC home favorite on the money line at minus 145. A couple more bets for you. So we had three at 7 o'clock games, three 9 o'clock games. So spacing them out a little bit. Next play for me, I'm going to go Oklahoma. Give me Oklahoma Sooners on the money line. I got them at minus 145. They're at home against Texas Tech. Now, fully admit, Oklahoma, they let me down last time I bet them. I forget who it was against. I want to say, was it Kansas? Maybe they're or Baylor. They were sharp up against, I think it was against Kansas. Yeah, they got blown out by like 30, and they were a 2.5-point dog. I remember they were sharp. That was February 11th, so I guess exactly 10 days ago. So anyway, hopefully we can get some revenge, but it's a buy low, sell high. Texas Tech has won three straight. Oklahoma has lost four of their last five. Just from the standpoint of, you know, one loss record, why is Oklahoma, who's 13-14, favored over Tech, who was 15-12? Like, again, shouldn't this be wrong team is favored play again? Yet, what's the market doing? We saw this line open Oklahoma as low as a 2-point home favorite. Now the Sooners are up to minus 2.5. So the line keeps moving up in favor of Oklahoma. And they are, again, another sharp contrarian play. They're only getting 42% of bets, but 56% of the money. So another good contrarian, low bets, higher dollars angle there in favor of the Sooners. These Big 12 home favorites have been great, 44-15 straight up, 75% this year on the money line. And then also Texas Tech home road. Again, they've been really frisky at home. They're only 2-6 on the road. I know Oklahoma, I think, is only 8-6 at home, but this is just kind of fishy to me. Like, Tech seems better record, better team, yet line keeps going to Oklahoma. So these are the angles that I try to take advantage of in college basketball. So give me the Sooners. And oh, by the way, I think Kenpom has Oklahoma winning by four. So that is a good angle there. Give me the Sooners on the money line, Oklahoma at minus 145. Last bet for me in college hoops, see if we can cap off the night with a winner here. Knock on wood, fingers crossed. Air Force. Air Force is a bit of a lower bet game, but I was actually throwing this one at my buddy Ben Wilson, who he's a hardworking kid. I know, he does the VSiN stuff and he does ESPN. He calls games, college basketball, college baseball. But I threw at him Air Force today on Lombardi line. And he was telling me about a game he called for Air Force and a couple players he liked and the coaching staff and their style of play. So Ben Wilson gave me the ringing endorsement here. And the market is also leading me to take Air Force tonight against Fresno State. So it's a late game tonight, 9 o'clock. Again, no one with so many great games today, no one woke up on a Tuesday and said, you know what? I got to bet Fresno Air Force. It's not your sexiest matchup yet. It's a low bet game with a line move. So kind of going back to our obscure line moves where public doesn't really care about it, but yet pros have taken an interest. So Air Force opened at home as low as a 1-point home favorite. Air Force has now been bet up to -2.5. Some books are even juiced up like the 2.5 might get to 3. So pretty consistent movement here in favor of Air Force. Air Force has the better shooting, the better offense here. They're better at home. Fresno State, I believe, is 3-8 on the road. Air Force 10-7 at home. KenPom's got them winning by 4. I'm looking at my numbers now, but Air Force is shooting 47% versus 42%. They're scoring almost 70 a game versus as low as like 60 a game for Fresno. And then looking at the bet splits, 78% of bets, 87% of the money on Air Force. And you're like, okay, that's a public play, right? 78% of bets. But because it's such a low bet game, that, you know, 78%, it's not like an NFL game or tonight a big public game on ESPN that's 78%. So it's by definition Air Force is public, but that percentage is coming from a smaller group of bettors. It's really not a lot of public. It looks to me like that 78% is mostly wise guys moving this number. We have seen Mountain West home favorites. They're 39-16 straight up, 71%. So I'm going to take a shot on Air Force here. Give me Air Force on the money line at minus 140. So six pack here in college hoops. A lot of sweats here. I cannot wait. Big college hoops night. Seeing if we can bounce back. But six plays here all on the money line. Virginia Tech, minus 150. Baylor, minus 135. Michigan State, minus 155. Texas A&M, minus 145. Oklahoma, minus 145. And Air Force, minus 140. Now, before we get out of here, guys, as again, you're getting some shorter pods because your boys working double time, triple time over here. But there was one more bet that I wanted to share with you. Again, in the vein of trying to continue to have our portfolio of futures in our back pocket, hopefully supplement our bankroll throughout the year. Put in a bet, track it, hopefully get excited. You're beating the closing line and cash at the end of the year. That's why I like betting futures. But there's one more that caught my eye. So some updates here. Again, we talked about Jokic looking great, minus 250 now. Rookie of the year, Paolo Banchero is minus 1,000. So, I mean, that's like old news now. We crushed that Banchero. Remember, we got Banchero. I want to say plus 135, some plus money there. So he's looking good. The sixth man, I don't know if I mentioned this. I think I did, but I'm on Malcolm Brogdon, minus 160 to win the sixth man. I'm intrigued by defensive player of the year. Jaren Jackson Jr. is minus 190. It's a minus number, but no one else is close. Brooke Lopez is the next guy at plus 400. So I might add Jaren Jackson at minus 190. But here's where I wanted to mention a guy. Coach of the year, NBA coach of the year. Now the favorite is Joe Mazzulla of the Celtics, plus 170, followed by Mike Brown, who really turned around. Kind of reminds me of Dayball with the NFL, where it wasn't the best record, but turned around a bad team made him a good team. Mike Brown with the Kings, and then Michael Malone, plus 260 right behind him. Next guy's Taylor Jenkins, plus 750. So it's really only a three-guy race between Mazzulla, Brown, and Malone. Here's the reason why I'm going to go Joe Mazzulla. Yes, I'm a Celtics fan, so it's not a homer pick, but we were talking about this one on the Lombardi line both yesterday with Patrick and today with Ben, and really Mazzulla, there are a couple reasons why I think Mazzulla is the play. Like, number one, you're still getting plus 170. So you can look at it and say 170 is not a great payout, but also you can look at it and say, hey, you're still getting plus money here. It could be a minus number before you know it. But Mazzulla, number one, I think when you get into these awards, a lot of it is narrative. And kind of the straw poll and the media perception and a kind of a storyline here that people can vote into or vote against. So the storyline with Mazzulla is obviously roll back the clock. Celtics go to the NBA Finals. They let me down because they lost to the Warriors, but Ime Udoka, right in the offseason, all the scandal stuff happens. He gets suspended by the Celtics for the year. Mazzulla gets to take over, and he was actually a backbench guy. If you look at the NBA coaching staff, you have the guys in the front row with their feet on the court, and then the guys behind them who are the next row. So Mazzulla was always a second row guy. He was never a head coach before. He played at West Virginia. But whole point being, the narrative to me is that this is a young coach who took over a tumultuous spot. Again, a good team, a great team with great players. But he took over a kind of a rocky situation, and he's guided them to the best record in the NBA. So obviously he's the favorite to win it. Makes sense here, plus 170. But I think that narrative is just going to get stronger and stronger the closer that we get to the end of the season. Now, again, jury's out. I worry about Mazzulla as a Celtics fan. His timeout usage, to me, sometimes it's not. He does it when he shouldn't. He doesn't when he should. It's kind of a something that, you know, if you listen to Boston Talk Radio, people complain about Mazzulla. But the narrative of taking over a scandal-laden team, guiding them to the best record in the NBA, I just don't think, to me, if you do that, I don't think there's any way you can't be named Coach of the Year. And also with Mazzulla here, being kind of a young coach up and coming, I think there's an NBA kind of, you know, desire to kind of turn the page and get these young coaches some shine and kind of bring up the next, you know, group of young coaches. So if Mazzulla is going to win it, no, but what I meant to say is the interim tag was taken off. So Mazzulla was on the interim tag where Celtics maybe just wanted to kind of play their numbers game and say, hey, you know, we don't want to give Udoka away. If Mazzulla doesn't do well, we can just go back to Udoka. Well, they ripped the Band-Aid off. Mazzulla is no longer the interim coach. He is the official head coach. And he, again, coached at the All-Star break. So long story short, I just think Mazzulla, and you saw an injury today to Giannis, who's going to be out for a bit, who was the Celtics' biggest challenger in the East. If the Celtics win the regular season with the best record in the NBA, and Mazzulla is a rookie coach in a tough spot who guided them to the best record, I don't see a world in which he doesn't win this award. So long story short, I'm going Joe Mazzulla, betting him right now, plus 170 to win Coach of the Year. So that about does it, guys. Another day, another dollar, episode 770. Again, tough one last night, 0-4, minus 4 units. It happens. Betting will humble you just when you think you have it all figured out. Betting says, no, you don't. And like that, hey, nice closing line on TCU. It'd be a shame if something happened to it, right? But anyway, bounce back today, hopefully, guys. But a reminder, if you enjoy the Market Insights pod, the Morning Bets pod, if you enjoy kind of, you know, the routine of listening to the pods and pulling up a chair to the virtual bar, talking about sharp line moves. And again, I never claimed that this is the only way to bet. There's different ways to bet. But this way works for me, makes sense to me. And I think if you're a new bettor, kind of the journey or the path that you want to put yourself on is leaning on the data, not leaning on your bias. So if any of that is true, the pod has helped you at all or become a part of your routine or helped you cash some bets. You're maybe more of a contrarian bettor now. You're looking more at betting systems. You're taking into account line movement. You're a flat bettor. You're not parlaying everything. If any of that is the case and you want to make my day, let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in grinding in the arena on a daily basis, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com. Type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting. Pick a copy for you or for a friend. It will mean the world to me, guys. It's got everything I've learned in the industry. How lines are set. How and why they move. How to read line movement. How to locate sharp action. How to place a bet in person or online. How to shop for the best line. How to set up a bankroll management plan. All included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. So if you want to grab one, it would really mean the world to me, guys. If you already bought one, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, breaking handle records every day in the great state of New York, going to the Encore in Boston. Again, we're less than, 20 days away? For live betting, online mobile betting in Massachusetts. Can't wait for that. Or out in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walter sends his number runners with lowest juice possible is found at the South Point, or at Stadium Swim. So when Sharp Contrarian plays with Stormy and the crew at Circa, getting a victory burger at the end of the night, the Mandalay Bay or the Superbook, wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me and you're not even going to say anything. 0-4, guess what? I'm buying you a beer. I let you guys down last night. So let's see if we can turn it around and get back in the green. A really good, great slate here in college basketball tonight. So I'm a big hoops head tonight. Let's see if we can get some of these plays here in college. But I wish you the best of luck. My parting words, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not. Smart Money TCU, they didn't come through. Anything can happen in a one-off. But if you consistently place yourself in that spot where you're simultaneously against the public, with the house, with the pros, flat bet, avoid parlays, get some closing line value. If you can do that, you're going to be a successful sports bettor long-term. So wish you the best luck, everyone. Have a great Tuesday. We'll be back at it tomorrow for Wednesday. And we are one day closer to March Madness. Even though today I woke up and there's like 6 inches of snow in Boston. I thought we were done with snow, but Winter said, he ain't done yet. Punxsutawney Phil, I think he said we still got, 6 weeks or something. So anyway, guys, before you know it, March Madness will be here. Let's even get a little preview tonight with a big college hoop slate. But enjoy the sweats. Good luck. And as always, do not forget to tip your ticket writer. Have a great Tuesday, everyone.
Here are three reasons Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. We use food-grade ingredients. We have a wide selection of varieties, and they all come in two strengths. Find Zyn at a store near you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.